Hello and welcome to the Pig's Ear, episode 6. I have tried many different ways to make money. All of them have been unsuccessful. Let me tell you about one of the most unsuccessful periods in my business career. My grandmother was Danish, and I have an uncle in Denmark called Lars Foss. Lars had an interesting company which made snow. Snow? Yes, snow, but not real snow, artificial snow. This was sold for Christmas decorations, shop window displays, and theatre productions. One summer, my friends and I all went to Denmark to work for Uncle Lars in his snow factory. The capital of Denmark, Copenhagen, is a wonderful city, and Danish people are very friendly. I know, it's a funny job making snow in the summer, but anyway. During our lunch breaks, we used to lie on the big sacks of plastic snow. They were so comfortable. One day, Lars noticed this and said, "Hey, I have an idea. Let's make pillows out of this snow stuff." He had invented a new kind of pillow filling, and he called it Foss Fill. For tax reasons, Lars decided to make a pillow and snow factory in Ireland. He asked me to manage the business. He sent a snow machine from Denmark, and we started production. Unfortunately, there were many problems. Firstly, the snow machine was so noisy that we couldn't run it during the day, as it was near some offices. Nobody lived in the area, though, so we were able to run the machine at night. This was very inconvenient and tiring. The second problem was that the machine got very, very hot. The room became so hot that we used to have to work in our underpants. Crazy, isn't it? Sitting in a pile of hot snow in the middle of a summer night in underpants. The next problem was that whenever I told people what I did, they laughed and made the same joke. "There's no business like snow business." The final problem was that we couldn't sell the pillows and soon went out of business. And now for the questions. Question 1. Where did Patrick's grandmother come from? Question 2. What is Patrick's uncle's name? Question 3. What was the artificial snow for? Question 4. What is the capital of Denmark? Question 5. How did Lars get the idea to make pillows out of snow? Question 6. Why did Lars make a pillow and snow factory in Ireland? Question 7. Why couldn't we run the snow machine during the day? Question 8. What did Patrick wear while making the snow? Question 9. What did people say when Patrick told them about his job? Question 10. What happened to the pillow and snow business? That is the end of episode 6 of the Pig's Ear. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.